I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Sound is doing strange things. Oh, we'll see what happens. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 5th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. So we are nearly through the 12 days of Christmas. It is tomorrow. The day ends. I believe. Isn't it tomorrow? It's either today or tomorrow. So the point is we're pretty close, nearing the conclusion of the holiday season. So I'm not sure this year if it's the 6th or the 5th, but somewhere in that neighborhood. So we're there, and that is only to say that, speaking of wild and dystopic ride, we have no further to look than the headlines everywhere to see evidence of the shenanigans. So let's see. A brief recap. Where we're at in politics, House Republicans, despite being in the majority, have been unable to elect a speaker repeatedly. As you know, it's been kind of, I don't know, reminiscent of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington kind of thing or something. It's very strange. Kevin McCarthy lost his 4th, 5th, and 6th bids for the gavel. And there is, I think, an effort to give the portrayal or the image, project an image that there's a certain type of, what do you even call them? It's not just Democrats, it's whatever, progressives, whatever. The titles mean nothing really at this point. It's, you know, everything in America is, it seems, in name only. It's form devoid of substance at any rate, in any case. There is the effort to project unity and particularly around the figure of Hakeem Jeffries. And, you know, there's all that talk about him making history as the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress whenever the House elects a new speaker and the 118th Congress convenes. I don't understand why that's a thing. Why does that have to be a thing? And in these days where obviously totalitarian propaganda is all encompassing, it doesn't leave us alone. When we have foolish conversations about, you know, the definition of a woman, for example, in the halls of Congress, and the fact that our, from the highest leadership in America, shall we say, under heaven, we can't behave ourselves. We've lost all discretion and decorum. Then, you know, what happens when the organization emulates its leadership? And I think we're spoiling for an undoing. So the congressional shenanigans continue on. And just let's not forget, while we're talking politics, that we just went through a midterm year, but now we're gonna turn right around and swing right back into an election cycle. It's the insanity will not subside. The FDA expanded access to the abortion pill mifepristone, allowing brick and mortar and mail order pharmacies to stock and dispense it, which is, you know, I mentioned the story yesterday. We played the clip and mentioned the story of Wonder Woman being fashioned in the likeness of Margaret Sanger. And so, no wonder, again, you know, people emulating certain things. And what do you do? What do you say? You know, I really am somewhat speechless as you know, look around and notice the things that are happening. The, you know, watching Rome burn, as it were, before our very eyes. The quote, by the way, yesterday was, yeah, it was yesterday. William Moulton Marston. You know, you can read the article for yourself. AllThat'sInteresting.com article by Andrew Milne, checked by John Karofsky, so it must be true. Published back in 2019. Meet William Moulton Marston, the man who invented the lie detector and Wonder Woman. And from the article, this quote that's actually from the Smithsonian Magazine article by Jill Lepore, published back in 2014. The quote is from Marston, again, the creator of the Wonder Woman character. Frankly, Marston concluded, Wonder Woman is psychological propaganda for the new type of woman who, I believe, should rule the world. What happens when, you know, things go this way? What is the critical end of it? When, I mean, dare I go there, lest I be thought of as insensitive, having missed my sensitivity training or something. What happens when Wonder Woman rules the world, and there are no men left. Effeminacy has run rampant and run its course, and so there are no men left. What happens? You know, we are told that our society is trending toward androgyny, you know, homosexuality, that the pendulum might swing far to the Sodom and Gomorrah side of things. And again, I'm telling you, as that happens, it will not slumber long. It won't be, you know, sitting passively, tacitly, idly by. It'll get hostile. It'll get openly hostile, you know, Genesis 19 style, before you know it. Mark my words. But, you know, what happens when the pendulum swings that way, and then maybe it comes back to the pasty, hermaphroditic, androgynous kind of thing that we see everywhere, and Wonder Woman rules the world? What happens? I don't know. Maybe somebody thinks it's a fantastic. To me, it sounds entirely dystopian, nightmarish. Not because I hate Wonder Woman. One of the things that Spencer Smith did, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I'll mention it again, that he did well in the Third Adam series, was talking about how the order of things has been turned upside down, and this whole concept of a new world order is actually old world, going back to Genesis 11 and Genesis 6. But Spencer Smith talked about how this whole, you know, effeminizing of everything and this repressive tolerance, Marcusean repressive tolerance, that lifts, you know, flips the social order upside down, you know, or down with toxic masculinity and the patriarchy. And okay, where do you draw the line, though? When do you determine you've gone too far? And how do you know as you approach it? Because society doesn't stop on a dime. You know, it's like turning a battleship. So how do you know as you approach it that, okay, this is good? You won't know. You won't know until you cross it and regret it, if history is any indication. So one of the things that Spencer Smith did a magnificent job of is demonstrating that, you know, let's just say in the Christian vernacular, in terms of the Bible, you have a chain of command, so to speak. You have God the Father, you have the Son, Jesus Christ, and God said, let us make man in our image. He makes Adam, he pulls a rib from Adam and fashions Eve, and they have children, and that's the order of things in that sense. And, you know, people might get excited or whatever. If you understand how that actually looks and works, it's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing when it is, you know, not misappropriated and another excuse for tyranny. Like so many things, it's a beautiful thing. And if you can read Numbers chapter 30, for example, and get a picture of the blessing that fathers and husbands have, the opportunity for blessing, then you kind of understand, I think, what's going on. And so what is happening now is, with this effeminizing of everything, is the turning upside down of that order, where God the Father, we don't even know about him. Jesus, we don't like that biblical Jesus. We want a chosen Jesus where he's a little more relatable and familiar. That's, you know, not the biblical Jesus, that's something entirely different. Matthew 24, Luke 21, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15 kind of territory. It's that kind of thing. So you have God the Father, somewhere, whatever. We could care less. We don't want all that accountability stuff. And then Jesus somewhere below that. And then the father of a house. We don't want family, though. I mean, that's what all the Satanists say. Margaret Sanger agrees. Aleister Crowley agrees. Tyrants, despots and tyrants, and socialists, communists usually agree. The state has to be mommy. So we don't need the family, don't need dad. And so mom's probably in charge, but really who's the smartest people that we can find are the kids, obviously. We should totally just lift them up and put them on a pedestal and pretty much let them do whatever they want. That's kind of what is happening. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but that's what we're looking at. And how long can that last? I think, I think there's a reason, if we're paying attention, there's a reason that we have seen generation X, Y, and Z. Who was responsible for the naming convention there? And why? I digress. Back to the headlines. So there's the FDA abortion pill, but we are a society fashioned in the likeness of Margaret Sanger. We can say no. WHO warned that the coronavirus Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5, quote, is the most transmissible form of Omicron to date. And there are other headlines that I think coincide with this. Shenanigans are afoot, generally speaking. Where did that go? I don't see it handy. No matter. We'll come back to it. Bad guys all agree we shouldn't be left to our own devices. One of the companion articles, Why It Isn't Mad to Oppose the World Economic Forum, by Samuel Gregg over The Spectator. That's not the one I'm looking for. I believe it's this one. Happening Now, History of Man. You can only oppress him for so long. And, so this includes the Sons of Liberty Media article. Facebook wants you to believe that Bill Gates has the support of 42 million followers, yet there is one thing that they forget to tell you. This was published back in November, and you can read the article and watch the videos for yourself, but what seems to emerge out of all of this, in my humble estimation, is agitprop designed to get us all stirred up, upset, and probably tilting at windmills to our own detriment, possibly even our own demise. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back.
Goodness sakes, no more movies, no more Christmas fun and stuff. Now it's just serious business, it seems. Getting back to the business at hand, doesn't it seem like time is flying too? It just, insanity never ends. Maybe it's just me. I don't think so. Oh, perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive. We should do that before I ramble at the speed of drying paint further. So you may have heard we're having a book drive. We've been having a book drive now through January 8th. Donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. And this is the final week, week 9 of this book drive. The winner will be announced. This final week's winner will be announced Sunday evening on Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central, hour 2. So congratulations to the previous winners, Robert and Tyler, week 1, David, week 2, Ingrid, Gary, Sharon, Renee, KS, Robert. Congratulations, everyone, and thank you for your generosity. Thanks to everyone for your generosity in helping support the network. This week's book, Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, published back in 2010 by Andrew Wakefield, foreword by Jenny McCarthy, and I would hazard a guess that just about everyone, and especially folks who listen to this network, are familiar with the Andy Wakefield story. But you know, he is I would say, in a sense, single-handedly responsible for widespread awareness, legitimate, not this contrived stuff. I'll get to some of the headlines that are the basis of why I say that. But, you know, he, I would say, similar to a Dr. Stephanie Seneff, for example, was asked a question. As the story goes, in 1995, he came to a fork in the road. As an academic gastroenterologist at the Royal Free School of Medicine in the University of London, he was presented with a professional challenge and confronted by a moral choice. Previously, normal children were, according to their parents, regressing into autism and developing intestinal problems. Many parents blamed the MMR vaccine. Trusting in his medical training, the parental narrative, and above all, the instinct of mothers for their children's well-being, he chose what would become a very difficult road, obviously. And it's interesting that it wasn't, you know, he has been cast in a certain light, unfavorable, but he really didn't, he wasn't, you know, what you would call an anti-vaxxer, so to speak. He was, it was more gut dysbiosis that he was talking about. And the, you know, that, one of the things that's really interesting in this discussion is Andrew Wakefield identified that issue back in the 90s. And more recently, Stephanie Seneff was put on the same trail by a friend similarly who said, hey, I'm hearing that maybe there's a connection between vaccines and autism. What do you think? And she is uniquely qualified, at least in my humble estimation, being, you know, having a medical background, but also a forensic data scientist kind of background. She knows what to look for and how to look for it and find the needle in the haystack. And so she was quiet for a while, trying to do some, I think, some research in earnest. And after 2 or 3 years, she emerged from that research and said, by golly, I think there's a connection, and here are the details. And she's been telling that story ever since. So gut dysbiosis is a factor that cannot be understated, but it usually goes by the wayside in the limited hangout of vaccine debate. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. You know, sometimes it pays to look before you leap and read before you speak. If I would just read before I speak, you know, the bold print there at the top of the post, week 9 of the John Stadmiller book drive, it reads, note, due to delays stemming from the holiday break, the drawing will take place Thursday, January 12th, not Sunday. So there you go. A week from today, in other words. So I suppose, does that mean that people have an opportunity to you know, we'll continue on. You can donate. Do the donations stop at January 8th? I guess that would be my next question. So that is sort of rhetorical and sort of not at this point. Maybe we'll have an answer for that. So there's the update. No, through the 12th. Okay. So that correction also now through January 12th. And again, as a result of the holidays and such. So, all right. So, moving along back to shenanigans. They're everywhere. So, let me just maybe finish this thought. So, the WHO, finish that. The tie-in there, obviously, is the lies. You know, if you can actually go to republicbroadcasting.org and see the posting of week 9 of the John Stadmiller book drive, which includes photos of the front and back covers, the inside of the front and back of the jacket, and Andy Wakefield's signature. You know, it's a book autographed to John Stadmiller. And so you can read a bit of that story for yourself. And part of the front jacket cover reads, the inside of the jacket cover reads, Dr. Wakefield provides the facts and an explanation of the problem that confronted him and his colleagues 15 years ago. He does this in a detailed forensic analysis of the lies, obfuscation, cover-up, and dystopian science and medicine that panders to commercial interests at the expense of young children. And that sounds sensational, but I dare say, unless you've walked a mile in his moccasins, we probably shouldn't judge too quickly. And, you know, on the contrary, to folks who listen to this network and who really kind of have an idea of how things actually work, it sounds like an understatement. So I would say it sounds like one to me. We are witnessing the crazy things that, I mean, if you have an industry, the pharmaceutical industry is so plagued by criminality historically. You know, again, you go back into the history of groups or interests or organizations like the Wellcome Trust. You know, it wasn't that long ago. It's a big monopolist cabal. It wasn't that long ago. This is sort of a tangent, but not really. Let me see what happens if I enter HSBC drug trafficking. Yeah. I type drug, and the autocomplete suggestions are HSBC drug money laundering, HSBC drug cartel, HSBC drug tests, HSBC drug laundering, HSBC drug money, drug cartel money laundering, drug tariff, Mexican drug cartel money laundering. So that's, you know, if you're a prospective employee, let's see, drug tests would make sense there. The rest, you know, maybe 1 out of 10 makes sense. The rest, you know, should warn you off of working at HSBC. So to take the autocomplete suggestion of HSBC drug money laundering, there you go. There's an Investopedia article, HSBC's money laundering scandal. HSBC provided money laundering services of more than $881 million to various drug cartels, including Mexico's Sinaloa cartel and Colombia's Norte de Valle cartel, etc., etc. Here is the ICE.gov post on it. HSBC, this was December 11, 2012, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, New York Financial Crimes Unit. HSBC admits to anti-money laundering. What does anti-money laundering mean? It's kind of like, you know, there's a protagonist. A what? An anti-hero. A what? HSBC admits to anti-money laundering and sanctions violations following an HSI El Dorado Task Force investigation. And the story got worse, remember? The story got worse because then, you know, this wasn't an isolated incident. I mean, these numbers are staggering. In addition to forfeiting $1.26 billion as part of its Deferred Prosecution Agreement, DPA, with Department of Justice, HSBC has agreed to pay $665 million in civil penalties, $500 million in the office of to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, and $165 million to the Federal Reserve. Oh, isn't that fun? It's all, you know, we keep it in the family. For its AML program violations, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, who can afford to do this kind of thing? But it got worse because not long after that, HSBC was also caught bribing law enforcement officials to try to wave them off these kinds of cases. So anyway, the same is true of, you know, groups like the Wellcome Trust, a dark, seedy past that is interwoven with, you know, organizations like HSBC and the East India Company. Though they've had their images and reputations laundered, pun intended, in Ivy Lee sort of fashion, this is, you know, I mean, drug trafficking, you don't have to look far. Everywhere you look, this is the story. Where is my copy of Crossing the Rubicon? It's not at my fingertips. You know, again, the Afghan invasion, the Afghanistan invasion. Why did we invade Afghanistan? What did Afghanistan have to do with September 11, 2001, other than Operation Cyclone and the training, recruiting, equipping, you know, arming, financing of the Afghan Mujahideen? Where did that come from? Robin Wright wrote an article in the LA Times that Gary Webb discussed on C-SPAN's Washington Journal about Osama bin Laden and, you know, a few hundred million dollars that he had dropped out of King Abdul Aziz School of whatchamacallit management. You know, essentially because, what was it, $200 or $300 million suddenly fell into his lap, even though his dad was a billionaire and good pals with the Bush family. Suddenly, Osama bin Laden comes into a windfall, and, you know, now he doesn't need to be at school anymore. Going to the, you know, doing the Fabian circuit, you know, London School of Economics kind of stuff. So, you know, other than that, what did Afghanistan have to do with September 11, 2001? Nothing. But, you know, it's a convenient excuse to go, among other things, ramp the opium production back up into overdrive. Because it's an established fact of history that the Taliban had all but shut down opium production in Afghanistan, declaring it un-Islamic. And immediately after the invasion, the opium production skyrocketed upwards of 2 or 3,000% and kept going from there. That was just basically overnight, and then kept going north from there. So this kind of thing is everywhere, everywhere you look. And these are the same companies that run the pharmaceutical industry, that's bribing everyone, that, you know, again, 10 years ago, I did a series of broadcasts, I don't know, 2 or 3 months worth of broadcasts on former editors of in chief of the most highly venerated medical journals who have resigned in disgust. It's happened numerous times. And every time it doesn't make the news. Why is that? Because the same companies that are funding the ghostwritten articles in these journals are the same companies that are paying to advertise in the mainstream media. And, you know, people don't see it in the headline news, and that, wow, you know, if that was really happening, somebody would say something. Well, again, not to be, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but cornpone opinions. Show me where a man gets his cornpone. You know, those media outlets, they do operate on a particular model that is based on revenue, and without revenue, the news dries up, or the coverage of it. So obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that no matter how independent and intrepid any journalist may be or intend to be, or whatever discretion they presumably have, that comes to a grinding halt the moment that the piggy bank is approached, for obvious reasons. So anyway, these forces are all around us, and it's not just that. Buying everything, buying the media, buying the journals, buying the doctors. As Del Bigtree has said many times, this is an industry that outlobbies big oil 2 to 1. What are they getting for all that lobbying? For the millions and millions and billions of dollars that are spent, what are they getting? Are they buying influence? And if you're naive enough to believe this doesn't happen, again, there was the 1982 New York Times article, Debt Retirement Party Becoming an Institution. Wait a minute, that was, let me see, 40 years ago. Plus, actually, it was November 29, 1982. So it's, you know. But 40 years ago, Debt Retirement Party Becoming an Institution. What? How does that work? You know, a freshman congressman shows up, or congress lady. Just kidding. Freshman congressman shows up, and a veteran throws a debt retirement party. All of the lobbyists are invited, essentially. And hey, Mr. Freshman Congressman, we want you to be able to focus on the, you know, business of being a good public servant. Do you have a mortgage? Do you have any car payments? Any kids in school or anything? Let's throw all of that debt in a pile on the table here, and we'll auction it off to the highest bidder, which, you know, will be all of these lobbyists. And so, what do you suppose they get? They end up paying pennies on the dollar to lead folks and their constituents by the nose. So, you know, speaking of Mr. Smith comes to Washington, or goes to Washington. That's kind of the scenario. And if that weren't bad enough, it doesn't stop there. There's also the issue of eugenics. So, you know, again, Big Pharma and eugenics are inseparably linked. But you know what? The ads are done so well and in such Milgram experiment sort of fashion. You know, the white coat's smiling, the paid actor, both paid actors are smiling. It must be good, right? How could it be bad? Both actors are smiling in the commercials. It must be right for me. I don't even have to ask my Walmart healthcare specialist. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process. How we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
First hour already? Good gracious. That was fast. All right, so other headlines, you know, things that, you know, speaking of agitprop, and you just shouldn't watch the news, shouldn't read the newspaper. We have heard that for a long time. You know, I think of Thomas Jefferson saying, the man who reads nothing at all is better off, essentially paraphrasing, than the man who reads newspapers alone, because at least the guy who reads nothing isn't propagandized. So, essentially, again, paraphrasing. So, New York Times, Meta's ad, Meta, ridiculous. Meta's ad practices rule, Meta's ad practices ruled illegal under EU law. The decision is one of the most consequential issued under the EU's landmark data protection law and creates a new business headwind for the social media giant. Not really. It's not a headwind for the social media giant. It's for the rest of us, the little guys. And so that reminds me of Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. I will give you an illustration of what I mean. But first, more stories. New York Times, again, Salesforce to lay off 10% of staff and cut office space. The software company plans to cut around 8,000 jobs and as business slows for tech companies. Quote, we hired too many people leading into this economic downturn, end quote. Salesforce's chief executive said. And so you can see the writing on the wall. 8,000 jobs, not isolated. What do you suppose is going to happen? Same thing, you know, Meta's ad practices ruled illegal. What do you think is going to happen as a result of all of this in the tech? And so just think about it for a second. All of those people who, you know, went to faraway places to get away from all the nonsense, hopefully didn't infect those places too much with the proclivities they brought with them. What's going to happen to all those people and those expensive plots of, you know, the houses that they bought way above market value and the taxes that they drove up in those places? What's going to happen now? But you know what? Dave Ramsey says it's not going to be that bad. So, yeah. Which reminds me of what Cramer was saying back when Bear and Lehman et al. Were collapsing. No, Grandma, don't get out of the market. Stay in the market. It's okay. Good golly. Again, show me where a man gets his corn pone. Is Cramer paid to say those kinds of things? I don't know. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.